Lauren Laverne's Friday Film Club.
Six Music.
Don't go anywhere. Don't tarry. Don't go close to a cinema without hearing the voice of Chris Hewitt, who joins me now from Empire Towers. And what a day it is that you come to us today, Chris. Massive film news story. Batfleck has just broken. How is Empire taking the news?
Oh, there's weeping, there's wailing, but there's also celebration. Mm-hmm. Ticker tape. People are hugging each other. This is huge. Ben Affleck is a new Batman. What news to wake up to?
Yeah.
My Twitter feed went mad.
Okay, so let me just holler at you for a second. Mm. Like, I'm massively pro this because mostly, as I was just saying to you, like, Matt Damon loves Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And I agree with Matt Damon on all points because he's radical. But what do you think of it? What do we know?
We don't know a lot apart from the fact that he's agreed to be the new Batman in the next, I guess it's the next Man of Steel movie. It's still untitled. It's Zack Snyder's follow-up to Man of Steel. So it has Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, Lawrence Fishburne, Diane Lane, all from Man of Steel continuing again. And it will pit Superman against Batman. That much we do know. It'll be an older Batman. Ben Affleck is in his early 40s. They were looking at other people like Josh Brolin and a great actor called Max Martini, who, again, are in their early to mid-40s. So they want an older Batman to act as a counterpoint to Superman. It'll be very much an adversarial relationship between the two of them, at least initially, until they probably figure out that Lex Luthor is actually secretly up to no good and they should team up and beat him up. But it's going to be very, very interesting. Start shooting very, very soon. It comes out on July 17th, 2015, in that summer of death. It has the likes of Avengers 2 and Jurassic Park 4 and Terminator 5 and Pirates of the Caribbean 5, and that year also has Star Wars Episode 7.
What is it, a fourquel and then a quinquel? Like, how does that work?
I like a quinquel. Yeah.
It's a quintet, isn't it, for five?
It is. A quintology, I think. So the
quintology?
Yeah,
is really
the word that we like to make up.
Okay. Die Hard, you can buy the quadrology of the box set.
Yeah.
I only know because we have.
You have?
Yeah,
of
course. So listen, but I mean, the Ben Affleck thing, it's just very interesting.
The progression
that his career has made, isn't it?
It's an interesting choice for Ben Affleck to make as well. He's committed to this because he's reinvented himself over the last few years as a truly brilliant director, obviously of Argo, but also The Town and Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah.
And I thought that he might want to continue down that path as a director for a while, but clearly he's been itching to get back into big budget filmmaking as an actor. He hasn't made a film this big. He hasn't been the headline act in a studio film since 2003.
Does this mean that he's going to be signed up for another three films then?
I would imagine so. It hasn't been released yet, but I'd imagine he'll be spinning off from this into his own Batman movie and maybe even the Justice League movie that Warner Brothers
is trying to make. Do you think he's thinking if he's the Bat this time, maybe they'll let him direct on the next one?
You never know. The scuttlebutt was that he was offered Man of Steel to direct and he turned it down. So you never know. He's a huge comic book fan. Of course, he played Daredevil in 2003 in a film that a lot of people don't like, but I personally have a bit of a soft spot for. And I know there's a growing band of Daredevil fans out there who are actually fairly pleased about this. I don't see why Twitter and the internet is so up in arms about this. They seem to be up in arms about this.
Are they really, though?
They are.
Is it just people shouting, really? Okay.
Well, it could be a very vocal minority, but there are an awful lot of people who are furious about this news in the way that comic book movie cast.
How can you be furious about that news? The news to be furious about.
It's huge. A good-looking guy who's got a good physicality and can act has been cast as Batman. I am so outraged right now.
We're pro Batfleck on this
Batfleck,
show.
Batfleck, absolutely.
That's
go for it.
Gavel decided.
Lauren Laverne's Friday Film Club.
Six Music.